Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Do you want to be happier than the average American? Do you want to be happier than the average American? Well, one study suggests you need to make at least $85,000 a year. In a new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which drew on 1.7 million data points from 33,000 plus employed U.S. adults using an iPhone app, it suggested that the turning point for financial happiness is an income of $85,000. Those earning less than that are less happy on average than the overall average happiness score, while those earning over $85,000 per year are on average happier. And it looked at happiness in two ways, life satisfaction and their feelings, and happiness increased pretty steadily as income increased in both cases. Now, this study goes up against one of the more widely cited studies from about 2010, which suggested that happiness peaked at around $75,000 of income per year, which would be about $90,000 if adjusted for inflation today. That study by Daniel Kahneman and Angus Deaton suggested happiness plateaus at incomes over $75,000, while the new study suggested actually continues to increase as your income gets higher. I'm not sure which of these studies is right. I do know that at higher incomes, you generally have more economic security, more free time, you can spend your time and money on experiences that might lead to more happiness, and you're generally probably less stressed. So I get the results of the new study, which suggests that as incomes increases, happiness can increase. But I do also kind of identify with the earlier study, which suggested at some point your happiness is going to plateau. I think the number is probably higher than 75,000, but in any case, it's a really interesting set of findings and one to think about as we plan our careers and plan how we want to live and balance our work and our lives moving forward. What do you think? Can money actually buy more happiness? It's a really interesting conversation. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.